In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers. On this Sunday of the Last Judgment, and like a great ship coming into a harbor, the Holy Church has brought us almost to the beginning of Great Lent. And today is also known as Meat Fair Sunday, because after today we will say farewell to meat until after Pascha. Now the Gospel for this Sunday is also about the second coming of Christ and the Last Judgment, when the righteous will enter into life eternal, but those who did not heed Christ will go into everlasting punishment. Now this sounds pretty harsh and maybe even a little terrifying. I mean, after all, you know, doesn't God love everyone? But let's remember that true love isn't just about being, you know, nice all the time. Sometimes our parents or our teachers in our lives had to tell us unpleasant things in order to show us the truth, precisely because they cared about us and loved us. Well, Christ taught us to call God our Father, and like any good father, God shows us how to do good and teaches us about his laws so that when it is our time to depart this life, we might be found worthy to enter into life eternal and not into eternal punishment. Now, I think we can all remember what it was like to be a student. You know, the teacher prepares us throughout the school year to learn all the things that we need to pass the course and get a good grade. And of course, we have to study and participate in the lectures and the discussions. And then there's the final exam at the end of the year. Now, if we do our homework and pay attention in class, you know, we have a good chance of passing and getting a good grade. But those who just goof off and don't attend class and never bother to study don't pass, and they get a failing grade. Our Lord Jesus Christ is many things to us. He's our Redeemer, our Lord, he's called us his friend, but he is also our teacher, and as a good teacher, he wants to prepare us for that final exam that we're all required to take. And while there are many things for us to learn, the Lord really gets down to the most important lesson in today's gospel message. Really, it kind of begins with the idea that our Christian faith and our salvation is not really just for us alone. I mean, just so that we can enjoy our salvation and sort of, you know, the heck with everybody else. We work out our salvation by loving one another, by helping one another, by praying for one another. So our Christian faith is really based on that idea of giving. You know, Christ didn't just come just to sort of save himself and rise himself from the dead just to show off and prove that it could be done. I mean, he did that for our benefit, for our salvation. St. Theophylact makes a very profound observation about those who are unworthy to enter into eternal life. He says, "These men were not punished as fornicators or robbers or perpetrators of any other sin, but for not having done good. For indeed, the robber is he who has much and does not give alms, even if he does no obvious injury. For whatever he has in excess of his needs, he has stolen from those who are in need, and who have not received anything from him. For if he had shared those things with them, they would not be in need. Now that he has locked these things up and kept them for himself, for this very reason they are in need. So he who does not give alms is a robber, doing injustice to all those he could have helped, but did not. And for this reason, he and those like him shall go away into everlasting punishment, which never ends, but the righteous shall enter into eternal life." However, this isn't all, because man is not just a creature who lives only to satisfy his physical needs, you know, of food and drink and so forth, as if he were, you know, merely some kind of animal. After all, we are created in God's image, and as rational creatures, we have a soul and a spirit and a heart and a mind. And Archbishop Averke points out that in this gospel, he says, faith is not mentioned because it is assumed already in the actions of love, which are the fruits of faith. Equally, prayer and all other labors of faith are not mentioned, because without them, true love for one's neighbor is impossible. Only works of compassion are mentioned here because they prove true Christian faith and piety. And so here we see the importance and the necessity of the spiritual life, because how can we really do any good works unless we do them in the right spirit? You know, we see many people sometimes today who give alms, but they have strings attached. You know, they make a donation to charity, but they kind of want something in return, or they want to be glorified, you know, before others. And this is not, you know, true giving. This is not true almsgiving. As St. Seraphim of Sarov said, acquire the spirit of peace, and 1,000 around you will be saved. In other words, we ourselves must work on improving and strengthening our spiritual lives by acquiring the grace of the Holy Spirit with God's help. We receive this grace at our baptism, but just like a candle must remain lit in order to give light, so we must try to keep our candle lit. And yet it seems that the winds of temptations and distractions or troubles often blow out our candle, so it needs to be reignited on a pretty regular basis. But this is why we come to church, you know, confess our sins, receive Holy Communion, keep the fast, and pray and do good works, which help the flame of the Holy Spirit grow strong in us. And then we have something to share with others in need. St. Theophylact again says that we are to practice almsgiving, both tangible and spiritual. He says, if you give food and drink to him who hungers and thirsts for teaching, you have given food and drink to Christ. If someone has become a stranger to his heavenly fatherland, take him in with you and help lead him to heaven. If a man casts off his garment of incorruption from baptism so that he is naked, then clothe him. And if one should be infirm in faith, help him. Visit him who is shut up in the dark prison of this body and give him counsel which is as a light to him. Perform then all these 6 types of love, both bodily and spiritually, for we consist both of soul and body, and these acts of love are to be accomplished by both. Brothers and sisters, our Holy Church has established this coming season of Great Lent as a time for us to strengthen our spiritual lives. Only let us make good use of this time and ask God's help that we might acquire the grace of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to our God.